In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, I see fresh fire and fresh help of God released. In Jesus' precious name, give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Welcome everyone here this moment in Jesus' name. Ushers, please, I beg you, part of your assignment is to ensure that there's no distraction from here. I'm seeing children moving and seeing some things up there. Children have a children's church they should be in. Welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus. I believe that this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Foundation for supernatural supply, part 2, is what we shall be looking at this morning. We had a very great time in the first service. We might briefly go through some of the things we saw there. Our objective is to understand those factors that facilitate supernatural abundance. And we started by way of introduction and identified three things. Number one, that we serve the God who is the owner of the heavens and the earth. The owner of all the wealth in the universe. That is the God we serve. We saw Psalm 24 verse 1 that says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We saw Haggai that says the silver is mine and the gold is mine. We have an additional scripture in this second service, and that is Psalm 50 and in verse 12, where he said, if I were hungry, I will not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. The world is mine. So we serve the God who owns the earth. Number two, God is the supernatural supplier and provider for his people. Supernatural supplier and provider for his people. We saw different scriptures which we may not be able to go through. We saw Deuteronomy 8:18. We saw Psalm 35 verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified that has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. We saw also and several other examples. Now we are looking at other scriptures here in Job 36 and in verse 11. He said, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Psalm 37 verse 25. Psalm 37 verse 25. He said, I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful. He lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Somebody say, Lord, amen. In 3 John verse 2, see, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So God is a supernatural provider and supplier of his people. We saw people like Jacob. We saw Job. Job chapter 1, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. How Job stepped into the realm of wealth and abundance because he served the Lord. We saw someone like Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 23, 24. Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for honor. God is the supernatural supplier and provider of his people. Thirdly, we see that God releases his provision in the direction of his principles. When his principles are followed, his provision will flow. He releases his provision in the direction of his principles. When his principles are followed, his provision will flow. When his word is followed, his wealth will flow. We saw several scriptures in the first service. I want to add one more scripture. And that is Job chapter 22, verse 22 to 25. Job 22, 22 to 25. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. I am begging you. What God is saying, hear it. And lay his words, lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust. And the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brook. Yeah. The Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Gold as dust is gold you did not invite. Do you share handbill for dust? Gold as dust is gold that you did not pursue. Gold as dust is gold that lost value by reason of abundance. The same way that dust literally lost value because it's too plenty. See the beginning point. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. If you lay up his words in your heart, then you return, then you shall be built up. You put away iniquity far from your tabernacles. Next thing is, you shall lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yeah, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Somebody say amen. Dollar as dust, plenty of pounds. Somebody give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Let God be true and let every devil be a liar. You believe that that shall be your testimony. Shout the loudest amen. What are the principles to follow? We saw some of the principles in the first service. We might not go into them right now, but just mention them. Number one is God first living. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God first living. Put God first in your life. Ensure God is first. Number two is hearing and obeying God's instruction and direction. Hearing and obeying. God has something to say. My God has something to say. Listen, listen, and pay attention, for God has something to say. Hearing what God is saying, like Abraham, and doing what God said. We saw a very striking scripture, Isaiah chapter 49 verse 10, and I'd like you to look at that. He said, they shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor the sun smite them. Why will they not hunger? Why will they not thirst? For he that has mercy on them shall lead them. He leads you away from hunger. He leads you away from scarcity. He leads you away from shortage. Even by the springs of water shall he guide them. Somebody say loud amen. Following his word in scripture, hearing where he wants you to put your money, where he wants you to take your money from, where to invest, where to divest, hearing and obeying his instruction is a way of abundance. Number three, is looking away from man and looking up only to God. Looking away from man and looking up only to God. He told us in Jeremiah, say, cursed be the man that looketh up to man. Jeremiah 17 and in verse 5. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. It shall be like the heat in the desert. He will not see when good comes. Looking away completely. My help cometh from the throne room of the Lord. My help cometh from the ruler of the heaven and the earth. I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord. My help cometh from the throne room of the Lord. My help cometh from the ruler of the heaven and the earth. I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord. Looking up to God, looking away from man, including yourself. And finally, the fourth is walking in the covenant of supernatural supplies. We'll deal with that one. We'll come back and deal with that one, because we have a portion of dealing with that one in this service. So let's proceed. The next is God first living. God first living. You want to portion that? Alright, sorry. We already dealt with God first living, sorry. The next is love for God. No wonder the media didn't write anything. Love for God. Pure love. And passion for God will compel your passion towards you. Passion for God. Love for God determines your lot in God. Your love for God determines your lot in God. Your passion for God determines your portion with God. Your passion for God determines your portion with God. 1 Kings chapter 3. Verse 3a,
And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David, his father. He loved the Lord. In verse 5, because he loved the Lord, or I start from verse 4, because he loved the Lord, the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. And God appeared and said, what do you want? He loved God. Love for God made him to offer sacrifice. Sacrifice he offered made God to appear. And gave him a blank check. Fill in this check. And he said to God, I'm not asking for money. Grant me the wisdom to fulfill your purpose for my life. And God said, is that what you are looking for? Other people will ask for the life of their enemies. They will ask for long life. They will like ask for money. I give you what you have asked for. But I will give you what you did not ask for. Money, wealth, riches. I will give you long life. To the point where there will be no king that is like you before you. And no king after you will be like you. There is no billionaire in this world that has come close to the wealth of Solomon. Not one. Because scriptures cannot be broken. He said, none will be before you and none after you. Like you. Talking of billions and trillions of dollars, if you were to quantify the worth of the temple of Solomon, because the hinges of the door were all made of gold. Where the horses stayed had gold doors. The horses of Solomon. He had about 6,000 chariots. All with golden chariot wheels. Talk about somebody having about 6,000 drivers. It began with love for God. Here it is. If you love God passionately, you won't have anyone in your realm as a competitor. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth. He exceeded them. You won't have anybody to call your competitor. You won't have anybody to call your classmate. You won't have anybody to call your contemporary. Love for God. And the scripture said it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. Look at it. He said, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. There is a portion for lovers of God. There is a package for lovers of God that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard, that the imagination of people cannot comprehend. Stop loving things and start loving God. And see how it changes your life. Stop loving house. Stop loving cars. Stop loving clothes. Start loving God. And see how he changes your life. You will come to the point in your life where people will begin to say, is he the only one? Some people have said to me before, Pastor, can you leave some things for us? Please leave some things for us. You preach, you do crusade, you pray for the sick, you pray for deliverance, you pray, you sing, you play musical instrument, you write songs. Simply leave some things for us. You dance, hunting. It's not my fault.
David in the Bible was in every realm. He was a king, he was a priest, he was a prophet, he was a psalmist, he was a songwriter, choir director, military general, lion killer. Hey! Eyes have not any. The wealth of David was so massive because of the wealth of Solomon. We don't talk about the wealth of David, but David prepared for Solomon before Solomon arrived. Beloved, I just want you to love God until the devil knows that you love God, until the witches know that you love God, until the wizards know that you love God, until those who hate you know that you love God. They say, I don't like that man, but he loved God too much. Everything church, everything God. He carry Bible too much. He can pray too much. He doesn't look for people's trouble. The only thing I hate him for is just too much God. Church. I preach a message on signs of love for God. I'd like you to look for it. You love God, you love his house. You love God, you love his word. You love God, you love his company. You love to pray. You love God, you love his people. You won't hate his children. You love God, you love to serve him. You love God, you love what God loves. I am telling you, what is going to distinguish us in this end time in the church is the difference, is the differentials in our love for God. I don't know the last time I entered a bank hall in the last 20 years. Banking hall. That is, enter the bank to get money. What can Sunday road play with roadblock? I came here and I said, how much is this shoe you're selling? One day we went to Dubai for my wife, and they took me, they said we should go somewhere. By the time we went, almost 45 minutes, 1 hour trip. As soon as we arrived there, I felt like fish out of water. What am I doing shopping? What is this? You people refund me back to the hotel now. Just refund me. And the person showing them around was around. Almost immediately they refunded me back to the hotel. Okay, I was kept somewhere first to continue working on my Bible and my paper before they returned me back to the hotel later. Other things moved me more than just me. Do you understand what I'm saying? And people will be looking at you and they'll be wondering. Went for a crusade one time. 3 aeroplanes were waiting on us. 3 private aircrafts from 3 different sources. When we're coming back, one of the people said, their Oga sent his own aircraft to carry us, and we did not fly their own. So, as we flew this one to go, can we fly their own to come back? We didn't look for it. We don't brag about it. We don't talk about it. We're just busy with kingdom assignment. And what other people struggle for by following us effortlessly? Love for God. I announce to somebody here today, your love for God, your love for God, your love for God, your love for God is going to change your story. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. A louder believers, amen. Maybe in that 20 years, once or twice, once in America and then maybe in the UK. Not to collect money. To verify some things. God, what is the concern of others will soon begin to look for you.
Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Love for God. Number two, for this service, is passion and vision for the kingdom. Or rather, passion and vision for kingdom expansion. Where you have the passion and the vision for the kingdom of God on earth to expand, you are on the pathway of supernatural supplies and abundance. Many of us didn't know what happened to Cyrus in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 to 3. The Bible said, Isaiah 1 to 3. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-lipped gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before you, Cyrus, and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass. I will cut in sunder the bars of iron. Wow. One man, a heathen king. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. Why am I giving you the treasures of darkness? What is it that endeared Cyrus to me to give him the hidden riches of secret places? Verse 13 is the answer. He said, I have raised him up in righteousness. I will direct his ways. And this is what I saw in him before I gave him all this money. He shall build my city. And by his effort, he shall let go my captives. That is, his money is into evangelism, and the sinners have been set free. And he's not doing it for price or for reward, saith the Lord of hosts. He will build my city. He will build. And what did the Bible say in Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17? He said, My cities, crieth saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities, true prosperity, shall yet be spread abroad. And the Lord shall yet comfort Zion, and shall choose Jerusalem. So I use prosperity to build my kingdom. So anybody who is ready to join hands with me to build it, I will give him the money. When we were going to the United Kingdom last year for crusade, somebody paid for the trip. The flight that took us, stayed, were there for 4 or 5 days. Went from Leeds to Luton to another cruise program and all of that. All that expenses of the plane that went with us, $120,000, $30,000, one person, he paid for it and then made it up. You know, when we had the Kingdom Financial Steward meeting, and everybody feel free to give towards this crusade, and you can be part of the flight going, you can be part of this, you can be part of that. And the person came and said, how much is the cost of the flight? He doesn't look it. When you see him, doesn't look it.
said, this is the cost of the flight. So he said, I will take over the flight. So I said, find out the price first. Find out the price first. Find out the price before you say you take over the flight. It's not 10 million, it's not 20 million. When they told him the cost of the price, he said, okay, I'm coming. He added almost 20 or 30,000 on top of what he was told. Under 1 week, bam! Heavens open. About 10 to 20 times of whatever he did came first. After another 2 weeks, bam! He has not recovered till today. Till this today. He told me the other day, he said, they were trying to give him a job somewhere of about 800 or something million. He said, no, please, look for somebody else. Like, he doesn't do anything below 1 billion. He's scratching his head. He said, no, other people have need now. Let's speak to other people. Share this thing to other people. Other people can do things. 800, 900, 500. It has to be 90s and above. Heart for kingdom expansion. A young man here, the only 50,000 naira he had when this construction was going on, he sent his fiancée then to go and take the money from his suit pocket. Took that money from his suit pocket. He said, don't spend one naira. Don't even take transportation from it. Go and give it for this construction. They brought that money. Young man, no money, nothing. Without form and body, he had no company. 2 weeks later, he said, somebody called me and asked him, can you do contract? He said, yes. No company. They went and gave him a contract of 100 million. He began to look for company to use. He found his friend. The friend said, all right, we'll do it, but we'll share the money. He said, no problem. He said he made 20 million out of that money. The person who doesn't have 50,000, all of it. After the last time we were talking, his jobs is in the range of 23 billion and those kind of things. Now, today. Passion for the kingdom. I am saying these things to you to let you know that God does not owe people. Anytime you come to the point where you begin to give more than what God is giving you, you can stop your giving. That is, God, you are outgiving God. What you are doing for God is more than what God is doing for you. Something is wrong somewhere. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody came to me and said, all this while, he was a pastor. I've been paying my tithe. Nothing has changed. He said, really? Or giving me prophets? I can't remember which one. Really? Do you have an idea of how much you have been given? He said, I can find out. He went and checked it and brought. I said, okay, take your money back. He collected it. He has not recovered till today. He came back later and said, I'm so sorry. My life turned upside down. Why will it not? Why will it not? In the first place, nobody forced you to give. Somebody say aloud, amen.
Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I thank you for placing in my heart passion for you, passion for your work, and passion for the kingdom, for expansion. I am available as your instrument. I am available, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 6, you saw the story of Peter. He toiled all night, he caught nothing. Then Jesus asked him, can I use your boat to sheep? I mean, your sheep to fish? And he entered one of the ships, which was Simon's, and begged him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. As Peter made a platform for the master, he said, now launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drought. Peter said, I've toiled all night and caught nothing, but at your word I will. Long story made short, as he made a platform available for the gospel to be preached, bam! Boat sinking, ship sinking, net breaking breakthrough that was beyond his power to handle. For as long as Peter faced his own prophet, struggle continued. But when he decided to be involved in the expansion of the kingdom, everything changed. I see something changing for somebody here. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. In Psalm 122 and in verse 9. Psalm 122 and in verse 9. He said, because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. Because of the house of the Lord, our God. The NIV said, because for the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your prosperity. I want to conquer money. So that when they say there is a USA crusade, a crusade in Mexico, a crusade in Venezuela, a crusade in Singapore, wherever it is, I can ask, what is the bill for that crusade? For the sake of your house, I will seek prosperity. He said, I want to build a church. He said, excuse me, pastor, don't raise any offering. Don't ask anybody, what is the bill for the building of this church? All right. Here is it. We have seen people who have done that already here. The other day you came, someone asked for building of a viewing center or something here. Was giving a price like, I don't know what the price she was giving, but she dropped 50 million, right? 60. Let this little location here. And this is, we have people doing that. It's frequently like water. Somebody came to me the other day and he is planning to build a whole state church that will be hundreds of millions. Say, I want to do. I say, go and think over it first. I say, go and think over it first. So that you don't hurriedly say, I want to do it, and then you become too big on the road. Am I communicating? I am not looking for money so they can classify me as a billionaire. I'm looking for money to use it to punish the devil. Hey! Hey! Is there anybody here trusting the Lord to give you massive resources that will be used to punish the devil, to punish the kingdom of darkness? Positively, that will be used to expand the kingdom, explore the kingdom of God. Shout the loudest, amen. Let me show you what I mean. In the year of 2007, we went to the Abuja Stadium for the night vigil, July. Ron Kenoly was there, and he will be back here for Easter Friday, Good Friday. He's 80 years now. He'll be here in March. Because I wanted him to come and see here. He was with us at the stadium. 2007. We used July, August, September. Then the government said,
they won't give it for church again to use. Number one, we paid for it. That's the picture of the Stadium Crusade of 2007. That is the young man there. I don't think we have changed too much. They said they won't give us to use again, and we are paying for it. You know what I told the people? I said, we will build our own stadium. Rain beat us in that one, in the August one. The rain drizzled in September till it drizzled. I said, we are going to build our own stadium that is bigger than that one. Number two, it will be covered so there will be no rain that will beat us. I said it in the ears of everybody. That is church talking of building stadium. Are we not in a stadium now? From that end to this end is three football fields, three. 294 meters from that end to this end. A football pitch is 90 meters. Three times. That is what money is needed for. So that whoever says no, God will say yes. Because the resources is there to say yes. Somebody say loud amen. How many of you know that? They may deny you a visa. But if you have plenty money, you can become a citizen of any country in this world. If you have an investment, for example, of $1 million, just one, America will give you green card, just like free. For the sake of investment, it used to be £100,000 in the UK. For the sake of your investment, they already, see, money, poverty is a harassment. If you have the resources for a good purpose, not as a killer, not as a drug baron, you have the resources for a good purpose, you will impact your generation massively. Impact the kingdom of God massively. Go where you need to go. Do what you need to do. Achieve what you need to achieve. Do you know that? If you go, no matter how big you are, any country of the world you go, you queue on their immigration line, you queue and they check your passport. There is a way you travel into some parts of the world. The people, they will meet you inside the plane. He followed us to America. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That is impact. I announce to you today, how many of you genuinely have a heart? If God puts resources in your hands, you will do great things for the kingdom. You will do great things for your generation. You will do great things for your community. You will do great things for your world. Lift your hands. I decree today, in the name of Jesus, financial abundance that only God can give is coming your way now. Every spell and siege of shortage is broken right now. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Passion for the kingdom. I don't know about you, but my wife is here as my witness. Every month the resources that enters my hand is divided. There is the tithe. There is my priestly giving. There is project giving. There is crusades and evangelism giving. There is giving for free will offering. There is giving for the less privileged. It is percentaged. This percentage is for this. This percentage is for that. Whether there is a project going on or not, it enters a project account.
And when the project arrives, it is directed there. Evangelism is directed there. This is, I preached some time ago on what I call financial order in the kingdom of financial stewards. You can look for the message. The Bible said to him that ordereth his conversation aright. I will show the intervention of God. Somebody say aloud, amen. And he said, there are those who think that after they have paid the tithe, they have done the whole world. For me, there are times money have entered my hand and God demands the 100% of it. Not tithe, not even keep 10%. But the good thing is, when you walk with God and you are genuine and real in your work, you will never regret it. You will never come to the point, how I wish I didn't give God this or give God that. When this construction was going on, two accounts that my wife and I were been saving for a long time, we emptied all of it. It took years for those two accounts to be filled to where they were before all was emptied into this construction. And I won't tell you how long it takes now for such to accumulate now. I won't tell you how long it will take for the sake of the preservation of your heart. Because inside church, many of us that share explosive testimonies, you are covered with the blood of Jesus. Because there are people who actually get angry. Yes, yes. One of our bankers who asked us to leave the money till the end of the month. She's here now. She's hearing what I'm saying. She said, please leave the money for us till the end of the month so that they can do their banking thing before you withdraw it. When we were paying it, you didn't tell us to. They need the returns in the bank. There are people, there are testimonies to share in church. They become bitter on the spot. Their greeting will change. No, don't do that. Rejoice with those who rejoice. What you celebrate, you attract. If you can be genuinely excited that God did it for that person, He will do it for you also. I announce to somebody here, Jehovah God will change your story. Say amen like a believer. You believe your change of story is happening here. Shout the loudest, amen. Passion for kingdom expansion. Number 4. Or the next number. Yes, that's 4. Or 3. It's walking in integrity and avoiding crookedness. Walking in integrity, avoiding crookedness. Job chapter 1 verse 1. He said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect if he was upright. He was one that feared God, eschewed evil. Keep going. There was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Upright, feared God, hated evil. Yet, he was richer than all the crooked people. Psalm 1, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. He walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He standeth not in the way of sinners. He sitteth not in the seat of the scornful.
Wherever evil people gather, you can't find him. Wherever crooked people are doing crooked business, you can't find him.
Our brother I mentioned earlier on that was saying that anything less than a billion he won't do was doing illegal business before. He shut it down after he encountered God. And he said, Lord, the money you cannot give me, let me not near, let me not. He said it was tough, down to zero, looking for transportation for children, for himself. Looking for everything, down to zero, because he wouldn't do business that is crooked, that was crooked. And then one day, somebody sent for him and said, can you supply this? That was where the story changed. Crookedness is the way of wretchedness. Crooked today is wretched tomorrow. Show me the wealth of Mobutu, of Democratic Republic of Congo today. Where is the wealth? Show me the wealth of Idi Amin Dada of Uganda. And some of the crooked people of our own country, whose names I may not mention now. And some who are crooked today, watch out. In Genesis chapter 39 and in verse 4 all the way to verse 5, the Bible said, and Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put in his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. During one of our Kingdom Financial Stewards meeting, a major bulk of which I resurrect this year, one man who spoke in that meeting, how he started business with pepper, and he tried to export pepper almost 13 times, he spoiled. Long story made short, at the end, he succeeded. And from there, he stepped into the realm of billions. He said he stopped doing contract like 1999 or 98 or something. And he stopped because he didn't want anybody to ask him, give me this or give me that. He didn't want. He said, so he just faced properties, he faced this and faced that. Faced agriculture, faced this. Began to build houses that he would sell one for $1 million. He said, if you give him 100 million and you come back 10 years later, and you say, well, what of the money I gave you to hold for me? He said, he will give you back the exact same money you gave him. He won't even invest it and return your money. He said, the way you gave him is the way you will find it. As at the last time he spoke, he said he had changed aircraft and bought aircraft 9 times. Quietly. Integrity, financial integrity, is doorway to kingdom financial authority. If you want to be an authority financially in the kingdom, don't cut corners. Whatever God does not give you does not increase you. Am I communicating? Anything God has not given you is not an increase. Anything stolen does not increase you. Every fraudulent transaction only came to reduce you. Let me say it like this. God said to Adam, God said to Adam, this fruit, eat all of it, anything you want, come, anything you want,
Eat anything you want from here. This one, don't eat it. And there's no need to ask question. But the day you eat it, in that day, that's the end of everything. Okay? So the man is now eating this. And one day, the serpent came to his wife and said, try this one. Taste it. God is hiding something from you. He knows that if you touch this one, you will be very powerful. That is why he doesn't want you. So he carries it. Then God shows up. And God said, first of all, they found themselves naked, denuded, stripped of glory and dignity, because the glory of God covered them. How many of you know that they were not wearing cloth before? Yet they didn't see their nakedness. Because glory covered them. But when they sinned, they fell short of glory. Glory evaporated. They saw themselves naked. And God said, what happened? If what I say you shouldn't eat, you eat it. Yes, Madame said we should try it. Madame, what happened? It is that bad animal, the snake. All right? Since you decided to eat what I say you shouldn't eat, this one that you eat, you won't eat it again. All of this one that I say you should eat, don't touch any, don't eat anyone. Go and look for food. Go and look for food. Go and look for food. And I can tell you, this ground will not give you his strength. Nyama nyama, chuku chuku. That is how the earth will respond to you. So Adam had to go and till the ground, plant something, wait for it to grow before he had what to eat. How he survived between that planting and that harvest, only God knows. Maybe grass, anything. Since then, man has been looking for what to eat, struggling by himself. Don't misunderstand me, work is not bad. What he took reduced him. He subtracted from him what was meant to be his. Am I communicating at all? Anything that is not legal is not an addition. It's a subtraction. Let me pray for you. Since you are not Adam, and you will not struggle, you don't even look like somebody struggling. It's the way you are. You are full option. Full option. Full option. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a louder shout of praise. Look at your neighbor, say, look away from that money that is not yours. Look away. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Finally, walking in the covenant, which we dealt with a part of it already, is the covenant of supernatural supplies. This is the B part now, walking in the covenant. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18, the Bible says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto your fathers, as it is this day. What is the covenant? While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22. Cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. He gives you the power of wealth so he can confirm his covenant. What is the covenant?
If you sow, you will reap. And the covenant is God empowers the sower to ensure that he does not forfeit his harvest.
He empowers the sower to take delivery of the harvest.
Power to get wealth. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10. He said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I rebuke the devourer for your sake.
Somebody says, tithe, not Old Testament.
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 8. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 8. He said, and here, men that die receive tithe, but there, he receiveth. He receiveth. Jehovah receiveth. Jesus receiveth them, of whom it is witness that he liveth. The dieless one is still taking record of our tithing. It's not a matter of the law. It's not a matter of Abraham even. It's a matter of the covenant of supernatural supplies. Somebody say aloud, amen. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24 to 25, I said in the first service, liberality towards God is the way of financial supplies. There is one that scattereth and yet increaseth. And there is that withholdeth more than his meat, but he tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watered shall be watered again. There is one who gives. People think he's wasting. But he increases. There is one who is holding back, but he tends to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat. He that water shall be watered. I like you to see this scripture and don't forget it. Isaiah 32 and in verse 8. Isaiah 32 and in verse 8. But the liberal deviseth liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. The liberal. I was in a service in December at Shiloh, and I told my wife, who is the one who packages my offering and the things, and I said, starting from now, the Sunday service, this is what I want to give, and normal offering, this is what I want to give, starting from now. Because I realized that my destiny, despite how the country is tied to my releases. Isaac sowed in the land where there was shortage. Others were looking for what to eat. He was looking for what to put in the ground. Boom. He didn't know what others were feeling. He was in the same land, but his experience was different. You can be in the same land today, and your experience can be different. I realize that if I change my level of giving, I can change my level of receiving. Somebody say amen. If you use cup that is the small cup, the ceramic cup, ceramic coffee, if you use it to fetch water, if you want to receive water, will you receive it inside? The Kerenin coffee. But if you use Babang coffee, you know how I knew all those times? From Meshai. Cup is coffee cup. Small cup, that's Kerami coffee. Big cup, Babang coffee. Hallelujah.
The measure you meet is the measure you will receive. The bucket you use to pour the water is the bucket you use to receive the water. If you use pickup, they cannot give you trailer. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. A bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. A bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 15. Please remain standing. He is the Savior of. Move to 16. 17. Every man shall give as he is able, according in line to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he has given thee. According. The blessing of the Lord on this man's life, let's say, is 10 million a month. That's right. And the blessing of the Lord on this man is 1,000 a month. Listen, okay, let me say 100,000 a month. This was 10 million a month. This was 100,000 a month. This one took 1,000 in an offering. And this one also took 1,000 and put in an envelope. Does it level? No. He said, just give what you are able, but let it be in accordance to the blessing. Don't give more than your ability, but also let it be according. Don't let me be changing your level and your releases remain constant. I hear what God is saying to you now. Don't allow me to be changing your level and your response is not changing. Your releases are not changing. Your return is not changing. So it will make me to arrest your life at that level. Give as you are able. That's the first basic principle. Don't struggle to give what you don't have. And don't struggle to give so you can be like others. There is no reward in braggadocious giving. In giving to make impression. First, according to how you are able. But next, in accordance to the blessing you have received. Some people for the last 5 years, what enters, what leaves their hand towards God hasn't changed. Meanwhile, they have changed. God has changed them severally. But it's changing today. It's changing today. Anybody saying amen, say a louder amen. Well, lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, thank you for your word. Say it louder with authority. Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
Do you have the first prayer point we raised before we stepped into the major prayer? Right. Say after me, say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
For your word.
To me.
Today.
I give you the praise and honor for the intensity of your life-changing, destiny-molding word to me. Be glorified, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father,
thank you
for your word to me. Today, I give you the praise and the honor for the intensity of your life-changing, destiny-molding word today. Be glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray.
Thank you for your word to me today. I give you the praise and the honor for the intensity of your life changing, destiny molding word. Be glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word to me today. I give you the praise and honor for the intensity of your life changing, destiny molding word to me, Lord. Be glorified, Lord. Mahashadi Allah. In Jesus' precious name, so shall it be. Stretch your two hands in front of you. Your hands will never know emptiness. The grace to hearken to what you have heard, that grace is released upon you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the praise and the honor. In Jesus' name. Anybody blessed today? How many of you believe you are going above only in supernatural supply? Above only in finances? So shall it be. And how many of us believe we are going above only over the calamities of our generation? We are going to pray very briefly. There's something I want to thank the Lord for, and that is for church. Church, no matter how depression the world is, you step into church and joy. For in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures. Otherwise, we live in a climate of extreme darkness today. Darkness covered the earth. Gross darkness the people. Things you hear, unprintable, unimaginable. Please pray for me. My sister was coming back from the village where she did her traditional wedding. On the road, she was kidnapped. The joy of wedding descended into agony. Please pray for me. My brother's pregnant wife, almost 9 months pregnancy, kidnapped. Kidnappers asked, see, can you picture, women may understand this, pregnancy inside the jungle, sleeping under nowhere, with big tummy? Oh no. Bring so and so much amount. I don't have. All right? The man said he doesn't have. Don't worry. We will deliver your wife. We will pick the child. We will sell the child. We will fetch us more money. That's the world we live in here today. Be sorrow, sadness, gloominess. Yesterday, somebody called me in the morning, weeping bitterly over the loss of someone dear to him. He was talking, I thought I knew the person he was talking about. I didn't hear him. So bad, bitter. You see, this man did so much for him. He wanted to assist, to at least show his appreciation. And now that he has enough resources to show his appreciation, the man has died. In the evening, the same day he called me back, weeping again for another loss.
He says, sir, pray for me.
Only me in one day. Only me.
I told my wife, I said, we are in a season of a satanic climate of sorrow. The darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. Where the devil is doing a lot of overtime, but it will never catch him. We're about to pray some prayers. Darkness busting prayers. Prayers that will deliver you from every trap and every snare of sadness and gloominess. And I want you to pray it with all the passion you possess. Lift up your hands and appreciate God. Give you the praise and the honor as we step into praying. Let's go.
Master Pata Kanaba, Master will give you thanks. Rekokoponabanakashana, Rabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanabanaban In the name of Jesus, we pray. John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Lift up your voices and say, Father, we ask that the light of your presence, the light of your spirit and of your word will shine over the darkness of our world today and completely dissolve the agenda of darkness in our world and in our midst. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, again, Father, we ask that the light of your presence, the light of your spirit and of your word will shine over the darkness of our world today and completely dissolve the agenda of darkness in our world and in our midst. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voices and make that a prayer. Father, we honor the light of your presence, the light of your spirit, the light of your word. We shine over every darkness in our world. Today, let it dissolve every mystery of darkness in our world and in our midst as a people.
Let's read it together. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. We are going to lift up our voice and we are going to pray. Even if you don't feel anything going on in the nation, for the sake of the suffering masses, pray with every passion you possess. Lift up your voice. Say, Father, we ask that you turn our captivity as a nation and as a people in this season, filling our mouth with laughter and our tongue with singing, contrary to the agenda of the enemy. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you turn our captivity as a nation and as a people in this season, filling our mouth with laughter and our tongue with singing, contrary to the agenda of the enemy. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Oh God, turn around our captivity as a nation. Turn around our captivity. 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 In Jesus' precious name. In a time like this, in a season like this, there are various enemy traps, diverse traps, traps of the wrong thought, traps of the wrong utterance, traps of the wrong behavior that can implicate us and make the darkness of the hour to catch us, but it will never be your portion. Amen. So we are about to pray that the traps be dissolved. Psalm 124 and in verse 1. Everybody want to go? If it had not been the Lord, who was on our side? Now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord, who was on our side when men rose up against us? Then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters has overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our souls. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of our Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Lift your voice and say, Father, I escape every snare or trap of destruction set for me in this season. In the name of Jesus, I decree that all such traps and snares be destroyed. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I escape every snare or trap of destruction set for me in this season. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree that all such traps and snares be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. In Jesus' precious name. Genesis 32 and in verse 28. The Bible said, and he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has thou power with God and with men and has prevailed. How many of us need the power to prevail over all things and the power to face the future without any fear? Lift your voice and say, Father, I make demands on your power to prevail over the adverse forces of life in this season. I receive the power to face the future without fear. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I make demands on your power to prevail over the adverse forces of life in this season. I receive the power to face the future without fear, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go on ahead and speak to God.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.